This is KCUR 89.3. Rashida Phillips started this month as the new executive director of the American Jazz Museum. 2 years ago, consultants called for a complete rethinking of the museum after financial troubles left a $1 million deficit. That debt is now covered, a new board is in place, and now there's a new leadership too. Rashida Phillips talked to KCUR's Steve Kraske.
I'm wondering what job one is at the museum. What are you aiming at first here?
Well, we certainly got to get it stabilized. I'm happy to know and meet people out in the community, even nationally, who are really interested in this museum expanding and growing and really taking that area, 18th and Vine area, and bring it back to sort of the glory that we know it to be.
It's been a long struggle in 18th and Vine. The museum hasn't lifted the district yet. Do you see a day when that might turn around?
I hope so. I know that tourism is high on the agenda here of Kansas City with a new hotel opening, with an airport renovation coming. Certainly more and more crowds will be coming through with the draft as well in 2023. So folks have to have a place to go, and we want to make that available also for the local population too. You know, Kansas City has a rich music history. We look at other places like New Orleans, New York, even Nashville is really claiming a lot of that music scene. We've got the roots here, so we've got to get up to speed.
You know, one of the first things that people say about a visit to the museum, and I know you've heard this many times, is that so many of the exhibits are out of order. Is that still the case?
No, it's not. Actually, all of our exhibits are in working order, mm-hmm. and we are also looking forward to some changing exhibits coming in this year and next year, providing some new experiences for our patrons.
What might people look forward to?
Well, certainly Charlie Parker is hot this year, so mm-hmm. we are really thinking through programming ideas and
ways
to celebrate
the 100th anniversary of his birth.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a centennial year, so we are, you know, hot in the fire in terms of our programming and thinking around what would be appropriate for him there. And again, having that saxophone front and center for folks to view and visit is certainly historically important.
That's the famous plastic sax that people can see when they go to the museum, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's really kind of a crown jewel of our collection.
I was struck by the consultant's recommendation from a year or two ago that the time has come, and this is what the consultant wrote, for a complete rethinking of the museum. What does a complete rethinking mean to you, Rashida?
You know, I don't think it's unusual for the cultural sector sort of to revamp themselves. The museum has been around over 20 years at this point, so it only makes sense for us to sort of dig back into our original origin and think about how we can really explore some of the newer artists as well.
One other possibility you hear about sometimes is making the focus more on Kansas City jazz, Midwestern jazz, if you will, as opposed to keeping it a national museum. What do you think of that idea?
You know, I think it's important to think of it nationally because there are a lot of territory bands that came through Kansas City and mm-hmm. moved onward to New York and other cities or internationally. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we want to divorce that from the history in general. Certainly, it's nice to have a spotlight on our local musicians, on some of the local history.
What's the process you'll use to deal with what the future of the museum looks like? What's the road ahead look like when it comes to planning?
Yeah, right now I'm gathering the troops. I'm really working with our staff to see what's happening internally. And I'm revisiting that consultant's report along with our newer board.
You have a deep love of the music. Where did that come from in your life?
Gosh, you know, honestly, it came from high school. I know that's a big question that folks ask in the Midwest. Where'd you go to high school? But yeah. For me, I was really involved in musical theater, and I had to play a jazz diva named Geneva Lee Brown in the 1940s radio hour at my junior year, and had to do a lot of research on character and songs and learning standards, and really fell deeply in love with the music.
But what is it about the music that captures, that interests you so much?
Gosh, I think it's just something about the feeling of it all and also the social expression. You know, I'd also done a lot of research on utilizing the music to sort of see ourselves and build our communities back.
You're a jazz singer. How long you been doing that?
Gosh, I've been doing it since the 90s.
Are we going to hear you perform down in the Blue Room sometime?
I think at some point, yeah. But I got a lot of work to do right now.
Got to get back up to speed again here,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Rashida Phillips, the new executive director of the American Jazz Museum, spoke with up-to-date host Steve Kraske. To listen to the extended interview, check it out at kcur.org.